From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call at 858-876-5663. That's 858-876-5663. In today's show, we talk about being thankful, and this is our annual Thankful Show.
We're going to start off today's show with this quote from W. Clement Stone, who was a businessman and philanthropist in the last century, and he said, "If you're really thankful, what do? You share." And that's what this show is going to be all about. We do this thankful show every year. It's one of the highlights of our year. And as we dig into that, and before we even get there, you guys know that we love to start off every episode of the One Extraordinary Marriage Show with a hug from our listeners, from somebody just like you that tunes in every week to hear what's going on. And this week's hug, it's sponsored by the One Extraordinary Marriage Cyber Monday sale. Tony and I are so thankful for each and every one of you, and we want to show it to you by extending awesome savings this week. We've got 7 days of sex, stripped down, happy, healthy, and hot, love always, and more, all for $7 each. You've got to go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/Cyber Monday to get those deals. And here's a little inside scoop for all of you that are listening to the show. I know Cyber Monday is not till next week, but we've started the sale early. So Tony's got it all set up. You can go in and start now, but let's get to that hug. This is actually a hug that came to us off of iTunes. Whether you leave us a hug on iTunes or a voicemail or email, we love being able to share those. And this topic or title for this hug was "Absolutely Vital for Any Married Couple, My New Favorite Podcast" from this reviewer's JP Duncan. And J.P. Duncan says, "Intimacy and sex is an incredible gift of God to married couples. So why is it so hard? If you've ever asked this question in your relationship, you can't miss this podcast. Tony and Elisa are here to help you break down the barriers between you and the extraordinary marriage you desire. Easy and fun to listen to, these podcasts are packed full of conventional wisdom and real-life application. It's so clear that this couple really does care about the state of your marriage and the lengths that they go to connect with their listeners is really encouraging. I feel more like a friend than a listener whenever their podcast is on."
Awesome.
"Whether your sex life is on the rocks or coasting happily along, you owe it to your marriage to listen to this podcast and start taking things to the next level. Start at the beginning or seek out episodes that interest you. But I do highly recommend episode 1 that explains this couple's testimony and also episode 140 that lays out the revolutionary intimacy lifestyle that they talk about so much."
That's right.
"Thank you so much, Tony and Elisa, for your ministry. You guys are making a huge impact on marriages around the world." Thank you, JP Duncan, for all of those encouraging words. Thank you for your insights and, you know, both starting at the beginning or picking the episodes that might appeal to a new listener. You know, it's true. People come in and some people start at the very beginning and will go all the way through from one to, this is now, I think, 247. And some just pick and choose whatever works for you.
Go for it.
This show was created, for those of you that don't know, way back when we decided to start the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, it was because our mission was to help one couple. Help one couple have an extraordinary marriage. And, you know, we've heard over the years from lots and lots and lots of, like, we've lost track of how many couples. But each and every time that we put this show out, it's to help one couple. So this week it may be you.
That's right.
I don't know.
And I was just going to say on that note, our thankful show is something that we love doing because it's a way for us to show and share with each other the gratitude we have and that we've experienced over this year, from me to Elisa and Elisa to me. What I would suggest is you listen to this, write down your own thankful list, present it to your spouse sometime in the next week, 2 weeks, whenever you hear it.
Thanksgiving would be a really good day to do it. Just saying.
Yeah, that's if you're listening to beforehand and you have that time to do it. But this is something we love to do. And, you know, you could do this on New Year's Eve if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. Whenever you choose to do it, it's vital that your spouse knows why you're thankful. And so I'm going to start on my side. We also opened this up to the One Family community, mm-hmm. which has been great. So we asked it out on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, and we got folks saying why they're thankful. And we're going to share those today because the show's not only about us, it's about you guys. And so if you're not connected with us on any of those platforms, you can just look up One Extraordinary Marriage, especially on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. If you want to get a hold of me on Twitter, I'm Tony M. DiLorenzo.
And I'm Elisa DiLorenzo.
So you can connect with us there. So here's my first thankful, holding hands with Elisa. And that's it. I truly am blessed. There are those times when we will be just driving down the road and I will put my hand on her knee and she'll grab my hand. And it's nothing profound. It's nothing like earth shattering. It's just we're holding hands and we're connected.
And you know what I think is really cool about that is that I was just talking to somebody the other day about the whole idea of being that couple that you see in the jewelry commercials that are like 95 and they're holding hands in the park and they're just kind of, you know, tottering along. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be us. And So I love that you had that on there. For me, it's so interesting that you mentioned hands because I also thought of hands, but really for me, it's your hands. I was thinking about this the other day, just about the strength that's in your hands and everything that you do. For those of you that don't know, Tony has been a provider for our family through a business that he's had called The Dent Dude, and that is paintless dent repair. So he works with his hands. And so those hands have provided for me. Those hands have comforted me. Those hands have been my strength when I couldn't be strong as we faced different storms over the years, you know? And I realized just the other day as I was sitting there just looking at Tony's hands, how much those hands have done, not just for me and for our family, but also for you guys. Because what you don't know is all the stuff that happens behind the scenes happens because Tony's hands are on a computer somewhere or setting up the podcast equipment. So I am incredibly thankful for Tony's hands and for all that they do.
Yeah. And next year, early next year, we'll share more of where we're headed. But that will be for another show. This one comes from Nicole Donovan. And she says, I am thankful that even after nearly 21 years of marriage, I still get butterflies in my stomach when reuniting with my husband after we've been apart, when he travels for work, and that he is excited to see me too. That's awesome.
That is awesome. And it's so important that couples continue to foster those feelings of attachment, those feelings of connectedness. And I love hearing that she shared that with us. For me, you know, family is important. And we talk about family a lot on this show. And, you know, we have a preteen in our house. We have a son who stares his mother in the eye at 5'6". And yet both of my kids still love to cuddle with their mom. You know, these are the kids that regardless of how much they weigh or how big they get, I think they will still try and sit on my lap or squish next to me or ask for hugs or whatever it is. And having that connection and fostering that matters so much because it grounds all of us. It's not just a one-way street. I mean, I love getting their attention as much as they love getting my attention. And so really, I'm thankful that I have children that want to still spend time with me. I know my days are numbered as far as that goes as we head into these teenage years. But right now, I hang on to each and every one of those days.
Mm-hmm. My next one is, I'm thankful for walking to the store to get our exercise, talk, and grab food. It could be a lunchtime meal or a dinner where we have recently moved to, you know, when we moved over this summer, we're now closer to shopping than we were at our last place. And there's something about walking that Elisa and I have always loved. We've mentioned it before, and this is how we lost weight many years ago, early in our marriage, but there's something about it that we enjoy. And most recently, you know, after work, I will roll in and, you know, if there's no food in the house, we'll just get on out. We'll stroll on over to the store. We'll pick up dinner. We'll come back home. And I just enjoy those moments together, especially this time of year when it's fall in San Diego and it's still warm enough to just enjoy the outdoors, but it's not sweltering hot. And we can just walk and talk and enjoy each other's company.
It's like I told the kids, because they were giving us a hard time about going out to the store again. And I said, you don't understand. This is like a 1 hour date that we squeeze in any time.
Yeah. And we don't do this every day, folks. I mean, this is something that we do maybe 2-3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just one of those things that I'm thankful for.
So here's one that came to us through Instagram. And Ara 122012 said, the ability to withstand time and distance and come out on the other side of each geographical separation. My husband has been deployed for a full year, every other year since I met him.
Wow.
We're on our third deployment together in 5 years, and it's been tough. But we're at a better place now than we've ever been. Mm. Not being able to see your spouse forces communication because that's all you have. Can't wait to see him in 8 more months.
Oh, wow.
One, thank you for your service and to all of our military couples that listen to this show. Thank you for your service, both those of you that are deployed and serving our country and those of you that are their family members, because we know that you make an incredible sacrifice and we are thankful for all that you do.
Yeah. Yeah. Another one of mine, my men's group. Mm. Sharing with guys who I can lean on. And I have been truly blessed this year to find a men's group where I feel comfortable and I can share what's happening in my life, what's happening with anything that's going on, but also to be an encourager for other men. And so I am really thankful that I didn't give up, because I went once and then I didn't show up for another 4 months. And luckily, one of the guys said, hey, Tony, why don't you come on back in? And I'm glad I did come back. And it has been a blessing for me as I've been able to dive in there, as well as introduce other men and share these experiences. But like I said, also to have these men that I can lean on in text and say, hey, you know what? I'm just having a rough day and I just need to say something because I just feel like I need to cry.
Mm. And for those of you that haven't explored small groups before or haven't heard us talk about them, Tony's had some challenges over the years finding a small group. And so I am also very thankful for this group of men that have come into his life as a sounding board, as friends, as, you know, all of that male bonding that is so critical for the men in our lives. And ladies, I'm just saying that, you know, to you, your husbands need friends. Encourage them to get plugged into small groups, hang out with their buddies, you know, that type of thing. It matters in your marriage. And part of what's come out of that and just all these friendships and this new place that, you know, Tony had mentioned, our new home, which is one of my thankfuls, is the fact that we've instituted something this year that we've never been able to do before because our house was never set up for it. And we've just started over the last few months doing our second Saturday dinners.
Yeah.
And this has become an opportunity for us to just open our home. And yes, as the name implies, it is the second Saturday of the month. And
we didn't want to get caught up with certain dates. Yeah. We just had to make it really easy on ourselves.
We're simple. Yeah. I mean, we just keep it simple. And so, you know, we do a guest list and we say, hey, you know, here's when the house is going to be open. Here's kind of the theme each month. Come and join us. Bring your kids, bring your significant other, because we open it up not just to married couples and families, but those that are dating and, you know, all these people here in San Diego. And the blessing for me has been that every month it's a different group of people. Mm-hmm. Every month our children are exposed to people that they've never met before, because Tony and I have friends that we've met through work, that we've met through networking, that we've met through speaking engagements and things like that. And we're like, hey, just come over to our house. This is what we're doing. And it's becoming this community of people where other people are introducing me at business events saying, oh my gosh, you've got to meet Elisa. She does this incredible thing called Second Saturday Dinner. So being able to foster community through our home and interacting with so many different people has been a huge blessing.
Nice. This one comes from Amanda Nicole on Twitter. And she says, I'm thankful that at Riley21106 and I have never given up on each other, especially when it seemed like the best and only option.
Wow.
Very cool. Thank you, Amanda, for sharing that, because we can relate to that because we have been there ourselves.
And so many that listen to this show can relate to that as well. So thank you for that voice of hope that giving up, even though it seems easy, there's better things yet to come. Better things yet to come. Here's one from Instagram. It looks like LL316. Mm-hmm. You can never tell what the L's or the I's. It says, I am thankful for my wife, my kids, my family, my church family, and your amazing podcast that has improved my marriage beyond anything I could have hoped for. Love you guys.
Love you. Thank you.
And that goes into another one of mine. And that's our love you guys wall.
Oh, yes.
This wall, as it grows every week, you know, when you guys send your pictures, your love you guys pick to info@oneextraordinarymarriage.com, this wall grows with your smiles. And, you know, whether it's the formal picture or the selfie in the car, we don't care. We want to see you. And seeing you guys up here, this is an inspiration to us. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we look at every single day. So if you haven't gotten your picture up there yet, just send us the highest resolution picture you can get your hands on to info@oneextraordinarymarriage.com and just put love you guys pick in there. And we put new ones up every single week. So there's always an opportunity to get up on the wall.
Yeah. My next one is a new place in our sexual intimacy with Elisa's recent surgery.
Yes.
And this is a thankful of just, you know, the last couple of weeks, because after she had her surgery, it has brought us into a new phase of sexual intimacy that we are experiencing. And so I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful that she was willing to have that done. I'm thankful for the doctor who performed it so well. And I'm thankful for the intimate times we've already had together and how that's deepened our sexual intimacy.
Because it's a change. Mm-hmm. It's a change. Going on to another one for me. This year, 2014, I turned 40. And I'm telling you, I am loving this whole place of being 40. I feel like just who I am. You know, I'm thankful for everything that I've experienced in my life up to this point. And I'm thankful for what this next decade is going to bring to us, because you know, things are changing and there's so much momentum. And yet where I am as a woman and as a wife and as a mother, I'm like, bring it. I'm so excited to be in this place. I'm so proud of my age and what that means, that it gives me it re-energizes me. You know, I've never, like, somebody's like, so how old are you? I'm like, I'm 40 and I love it. You know, and just thankful.
Well, there are some mornings when you're waking up and you're groggy.
Okay, I said when people ask me.
Oh, okay.
Who asks me first thing in the morning?
I do.
You ask me how old I am? You know how old I am.
Oh, I thought, how could you feel?
No, I said people ask me how old I am. Okay. I'm also thankful that every once in a while, Tony doesn't listen to me fully. And go on.
Yeah. From Instagram, I'll do two of them real quick. Lewis Howe says, love this. So I'm going to just say I'm thinking that he's thankful for loving this, which is One Extraordinary Marriage.
Idea.
Yeah. No, I know, which is very cool. Riviera_Lulu, I'm thankful for my husband always being there for me through it all and never changing his ways since we've been together, and for also loving my children like no other. I am so very thankful.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That unconditional love. And that was actually one that Shannon put up on the Facebook page. Unconditional love. And that's so true, guys. You know, this thing called marriage, it's never promised you that it's going to be super easy. It's never promised that, you know, you're going to have like the Hollywood fairy tale. And so that unconditional love, that decision to love every day in spite of all of the stuff. You know, you're going to have stuff. And sometimes you have to be thankful that that stuff comes into your lives. I mean, over the years, Tony and I have shared a lot of our hardships. We've shared a lot of our pain. And yet when I look back, I would not change a single thing. I am thankful for every experience that we have had because it's made us the couple that we are today. It's made us the individuals that we are today. And when you get to a point where you can look at your life and say, I am thankful for, and it's not just the good stuff, it's the whole stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know that you're in that place of maturity. That's when you know that you can look at life and say, you know what? Bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to find a way to use this experience, the good and the bad, to become a stronger person, to become a person that serves others, to become a person that does, and it doesn't just react.
Yeah. Another one that I'm thankful for, trying new places every time we go out on a date. And when I'm saying trying new places, that's a restaurant. That's not a place to have sex. And one of our things this year was that we wanted to break out of that mold of same place, same time for dates. Mm-hmm. And so this year we have been very focused on just trying new places. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't go to some places twice, because we do have friends and we'll go to out to dinner with them and what have you. But really, those dates that we have each month, we have gone to different places. And it has been absolutely wonderful to try new things, try new places, experience, you know, different situations
mm-hmm.
with each other, which helps us grow. And some of them, you know what? They've been duds. Really, you know, some of them were just sort of like, eh, the food just, you know, it wasn't rock star great. You know, it was like, eh, it was okay, you know, but that's part of it. You deal with it. You don't go back. You try another place the next time. So I've really enjoyed that.
I think that's probably something that we'll keep up, because it has been fun. It's so easy to get into a rut,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just do the same old, same old. So for me, another one is just this year, 2014, from the perspective of One Extraordinary Marriage, we spent a lot of time getting super crystal clear on clarity for the company and clarity for what our mission is and what we are supposed to be doing mm-hmm. for all of you. It has been a process this year, an ongoing process. It's not, you know, it's not like we're going to get to the end of 2014 and be done with it. But we really put the energy into making that happen this year. And I can see, and you know, you heard it in the iTunes review that we opened the show with, that you guys are feeling it. You guys are seeing it through the posts on Instagram. You're seeing it through Facebook. You're seeing it through the podcast. You know, I loved
it. Or you're hearing it through the podcast.
Or you're hearing it through the podcast. Yeah, okay. So crossing my, you know, I loved that reviewer said, I feel like they're a friend. I feel like, I'm just kind of like hanging in on a conversation, because that's what we want. You know, we want to share, you know, everything that Tony and I put out comes from the heart. You know, we don't do anything just because. And so we want you to have that relationship with us, because ultimately at the end of the day, we're thankful for each and every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
There would be no One Extraordinary Marriage if it wasn't for every single one of you listening to the show, engage with us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Pinterest.
It's the one family.
Sharing it with your friends. Do you guys know how many listeners we have simply because one of you said to somebody else, hey, you need to check out this show? Or you tagged your friend on an Instagram post and said, these were the guys I was talking about. You guys are changing lives. And we're just the tool that you're using to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thankful to be that tool that allows you to help out those friends that are in crisis.
Yeah. My next one is planning our 20th anniversary trip. Now, we just celebrated 18 years, and so we still have a little while till our 20th. And yet, this has been so much fun already for us. One is because we're going with it paid. That is a goal. I'm not going on credit. I'm not going with money I don't have. So we've had to, you know, look at where we want to go and back ourselves out and determine how much we want to spend and how much we have to save. So it's been a blast because one thing we both know is that we want to be on white sandy beaches and clear blue water. That is our goal. And so we have been seeking places out and checking different areas, and it's just been a blast. It's just fun to have something on our bucket list and be looking at this together. Mm-hmm. And when Elisa went for surgery, one of the things she told me when I walked into the room where the prep room, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what they call it? I don't know what they call that room.
Yeah, pre-op.
The pre-op room. You know, she's lying there and she's like, those pictures you keep showing me of Antigua just keep me going here.
Okay. Well, that's because I have this thing with needles. I don't do needles well. And so like, I'm having to like deep breathe and really calm myself. And I'm like, I'm staring at the ceiling so I can't see the needle. And I'm like, white sandy beaches, crystal blue water. Wait, I'm so glad he's following all of the beach places on Instagram, because that's all I could picture while I'm like, please don't jab me 7 times. Just get it the first time, you know, just a little anxiety. So
yeah, this one comes from Hope Roanne Smith. My husband is my rock, always there with his never-ending support. Mm. And that's what she's thankful for.
And that's, you know, I can't say it enough, what you guys do for your spouses when you take the time to let them know what you're thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason that we do this show every year, and we'll continue to do this show. Because we do, you know, throughout the year, and let me go there in just a second. Thankfulness isn't a one day a year thing. It's like Valentine's Day shouldn't be the only day each year that you say, I love you. Building an undercurrent, a foundation of gratitude in your marriage will revolutionize how the two of you do life together. When you decide that you're going to look for things to be thankful for, when you seek, I mean, really what that's doing is that's seeking out the positive.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for things to say, honey, I really appreciate you doing that. I appreciate how you provide for our family. I appreciate how you take care of the kids. I appreciate that you put dinner on the table tonight. I appreciate that you chauffeured everybody wherever they had to go because we had to be in 3 places and there's only 2 of us. I appreciate the clean clothes. I appreciate the house that you've provided for us. I appreciate how we talk about our finances. That gratitude is love. That gratitude is what you need to build into your marriage.
Yeah. My last one, cuddling naked. That was something, especially this summer, we're into winter. And yes, I know it's a San Diego winter, so you guys can all laugh. Because, yes.
We're not in Buffalo. We feel for you folks in Buffalo. Oh, my gosh.
Anywhere where it's cold like that. Cuddling naked, though, has been awesome. It has been wonderful. And it's something that I am thankful for this year.
And I've enjoyed it, too.
Is that your last thankful as well?
My last thankful is for the 18 years we've spent together.
Yes.
As a married couple. We've been together for 20, married for 18. And, you know, like so many of the listeners and kind of other commenters have said, you know, just about that relationship with their spouse. I mean, it hasn't always been easy.
Mm-mm.
We've definitely had our fair share of heartache and challenges and arguments and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm thankful that neither one of us has ever made that decision that, you know what, we weren't going to work on this marriage, that we were going to go somewhere else. And so I'm thankful that, you know, I look at the last 18 years and I look at the next 18 and say, here we go. You know, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Just the beginning. Every day is a new day together.
Yeah. All right, you guys. I just want to share again, jump on our Cyber Monday sale. Everything on the page when you go there is $7. So anywhere from 30% off to 93% off. Go check it out at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/Cyber Monday for all the deals we'll have there. And yes, they do end on Cyber Monday. So go get them. Thank you guys. Honestly, this show would not be possible if it wasn't for you. And at the end of the day, when we look at the One Extraordinary Marriage show, we look at One Extraordinary Marriage, we're thankful for you. So we love you guys. Have yourselves a fantastic week. Go out there, share with your spouse what you're thankful for. Love you guys.